Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room. Look, if you're new to the channel, check us out, youtube.com/duckcallroom. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing something pretty cool on there, something that only subscribers will have a chance to get. So if you're listening on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, youtube.com/duckcallroom. And if you're on the podcast apps of any and all sorts, leave us a kind rating and review. So that's all the housekeeping for this week. We have another guest. Actually, he's not another guest. He's the same guest. He's a recurring guest now. The boss is back. For the first time ever, we have two Robertsons in this room at one time. So if today you don't hear from me and Johnny D a whole lot, you're welcome. Boss, welcome.
Godwin told me I didn't have to talk much. I'm taking his chair. I'm just going to do what he does and just sit here. What?
You got to make weird noises.
Actually, he's really good at sitting here and not working. So y'all got him in his bang zone.
Really is coming hot.
Well, y'all keep calling me a guest. I'm pretty sure I own this building. So how am I a guest at my own place?
No, you're just a bad penny. You keep showing up.
Well, speaking of bad pennies.
Oh, no. I'm a silver dollar, son.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. You look like a penny that's been laid out on a railway. Been running over it
deal.
For years.
Did you go to Easter Sunday and celebrate Jesus' resurrection?
Did I go?
Yeah.
No, I didn't realize you had to go somewhere to celebrate. I started celebrating before I went anywhere.
I celebrate it every day.
I do too.
When you get my age, it'll be more important to you.
Yes, I saw you at a building. I walked beside you and said, happy Easter to you.
Yeah, and it was good to see the church fill a useless building.
There you go. Right. Man, we're coming in hot today, boys. Right. Coming in hot.
Well, I had to bring in the resurrection, boys, because, like I said, when you get my age,
it's getting close.
Yeah, it looms larger in your mind.
Well, it's looming large on me as well. So,
well, I mean, it wasn't but a couple of months ago that they had you basically in that hole getting ready to roll that rock over in front of you anyway.
Yeah, so. I had one foot in the grave, boys. That's what everybody was telling me.
Well, technically, Si, and I don't mean to go Phil Robertson on you, but you're talking about did I celebrate at a building with other people, I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five different celebratory thing. It started on Friday for me, Jack.
Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, Good Friday. I did the whole 3 days.
Which one was your favorite? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They were all good.
Awesome.
It was just all.
There was some lobby action in number.
It was a building. We baptized two guys. Yeah, that happened. That's actually when I stepped out, came back in, and one of our people had studied with them. So a guy and his son got baptized yesterday morning. But I don't mean to go Phil Robertson on you. Yeah.
I was wondering where you disappeared to. I saw you when you left.
I had to go,
And I was worried about you.
I had to go get somebody else in on the resurrection.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey. Well, hey, good for you there, buddy.
I think I won that.
No, I'll give you that, okay? Hey, if you're talking about baptizing people, okay. That's a win-win for everybody, boys.
That is a win-win, especially for them.
Yeah. My goodness, yeah.
See, I missed Easter lunch, the whole eggs, all that. I missed all that. So.
You missed lunch?
I did.
You're going to have to repent Sunday.
I did. Don't worry, I've gotten enough lunches in my day.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
This is such a different deal because now Si is the one sitting here giggling, which is what we're usually doing. So Thanks. I mean, this is all right. Here,
no, no. Hey, this was actually good, okay, because I was going to get into it. We started this thing off talking about relationships. You know, our first podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know how far back we were going.
No, no. Here, well, so well, and I just was fixing to tell the guys, I said, hey, you need to look at what the relationships, what are we really talking about here? We're talking about good versus evil, boys. And that's what we're talking about right now.
Guaranteed. Well, okay. What kind of relationship do you have with your nephew here? I'm interested. If we're talking about relationships, let's go there. What?
No, no. Me and him, we have a good relationship, okay? During the show, okay, we done some good stuff together, okay?
Correct.
No, no, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I got to say, my favorite interaction between you two when you were handcuffed to him. So that was good stuff.
No, no, that was one of my favorite episodes. And then the other one that I liked probably better than that one was the Mountain Man radio show. I'm walking behind him when we go in there. And I look, and there's the receptionist up there, and there's one of them little bells on the deal. And I made my mind up right when I seen it. I'm fixed to drive Willie and Mountain Man slam insane ringing that bell.
He tried.
Oh, no, I did it.
He tried.
And then, the good part was about a week after that episode ran on TV, someone, a fan, had built me a...
His bongo bells.
Bongo
boys.
Bells, okay? And then I drove my wife insane and she threw it in the trash can. And I'm still mad at her because of that.
I don't think that was the tipping point of driving your wife insane.
Oh,
I think
it's
probably the 40 years she's been with you.
50. It's 50. Coming up to 50, boys.
Well, you started that about at 40. I'm going to say it was probably 10 years ago we did that. So.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But one of my favorite, I think the hardest I ever laughed was when we were, what was the one we were in Nashville? And Si has the giddy up on the cowboy hat. And he started, the song was his poker game the other night. And goes,
he's just singing about the game.
Well, I got pocket jacks.
Guy next to me had
I laughed so hard on that day. I'll never forget that day.
Oh, man. There were some good times in that. I mean, I remember when we watched the premiere of the one, and we weren't a part of Si's film. And remember, we were all together, and when it cut to him, and he said, "Have you kids ever heard of Nom?"
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all just hit pause.
Yeah, overall, that's one of my favorite episodes.
No, the funniest thing about that was Jason, I can't believe you talked like that in front of them kids. I said, "Jace, the kid wasn't there when I was doing that." And he said, "What?" I said, "I was in front of a green screen by myself."
No, you weren't in front
of
a green screen.
There was, the kid was not there. They brought the kids in later when I was
trying
to run.
That is not a lie. We're in the 5% zone.
The virus is playing tricks on the memories now.
Season one, we couldn't even afford green screens in season one.
You were at the school.
You were at the school.
I know it. The kid wasn't in there when I was giving all that stuff.
He's lost his
mind. He's getting foggy. He's got that COVID brain. That COVID didn't wore away at what was left.
Which wasn't much.
It's got that COVID brain.
Don't listen to these idiots.
I know where we've been. I don't know where we're going, but we are going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away.
Where were we? I don't even
know. Welcome back.
We just debunked. We just showed Si that he was actually not in front of a green screen. So
in the break, episode Frog in One, Si's just in a library yelling at kids about Nom and tigers.
Yeah. Bengal tiger ripped his arm off.
Now, hey, I got something to say.
Okay.
Well, knock yourself out.
I heard y'all were talking about bidets.
Uh-oh.
Hey, don't jump the gun here. We got something special playing. But
easy. Easy, rich boy. Easy, rich boy. Easy.
Silver booze.
Yeah. Easy silver master booze. Bedroom at 12. This is for normal people.
Hey,
I've heard a rumor that Johnny D has a bootleg bidet.
It's not bootleg.
An attachment.
Well, he couldn't afford the real bidet because he's got that Rolex on his wrist.
A bidet is a bidet. But you've got one that you've attached, like some kind of little small water hose you've connected to your commode?
A commode with a garden hose.
It's not a garden hose. It's a bidet.
That's a good name.
I mean, I've seen a bidet, but I'm...
It's not separate and apart anymore. They fixed it. Have you seen Cars 2? The cartoon?
No. What?
Well, they've had one.
I've seen Cars...
A lot of our fans have only
seen it. You got something
off
a cartoon and put it in your bathroom?
I'm just saying that the Forerunner.
So you're using this?
Yeah, I'm using it. Very clean.
It ain't a garden hose. That is a correction. You know the one they're advertising where they have the 18-wheeler run over it? That's the kind of, you turn it on and it goes out.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He's talking about that flex hose.
I've got to go to check out this bidet.
So look, but I'm remodeling my bathroom, and I found one that has a bidet built in and a blow dryer.
What are you, I mean,
is that not the coolest thing anybody's ever heard?
You are spending way too much time. Although I will say this, I've hung out with this guy a lot.
Here we go.
That region of his body is the worst smelling, foul, the whole area, geographically, everything down there. So I made him one time, we were traveling together, he smelled so bad.
I don't know what happened.
He goes in there and sprays like light industrial Lysol from a bathroom.
I apologize for this.
I was going to vomit.
This is a good story.
So if a bidet, whatever.
I did not have a bidet at the time, but something happened.
Bro, you didn't have a bar of soap at the time.
I ate something wrong.
No, was it? No, we're not talking about gas.
We went to the Texas Rangers game. No, I remember it.
It
was awful.
Radiating out of you.
Martin, have you never
worst
heard this story?
Thing ever. Oh.
We go to the Texas Rangers game, and like midway on the plane's 1,000 degrees, and I'm just pouring sweat.
No excuses for. I was sitting there too, and I wasn't just reeking the whole plane.
I'm just trying to tell the story.
Well, the story ended, and I was like, you're either going to get off the plane and hitch a ride. You should have just jumped on the old Greyhound bus and just busted back from Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, this guy.
Anyway.
But I'm not a believer in bidets. Are you a bidet guy?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, no, I'm not a.
Si, are you a bidet man?
No, I didn't even want.
So the only guy here.
I didn't even know what it was.
Right.
Okay. But our fans. Our fans are bidet people.
Well, maybe they grew up rich like you did, and they tried to figure out.
They're like 50 bucks.
I'm whatever it is. Here's why I don't like bidets.
I'd love to hear this.
Kind of like washing dishes. All right?
Washing dishes.
I like if I'm washing a plate.
Yeah.
I like to see the evidence.
See, you don't know how to use it.
There's evidence. There's evidence. And then when I get through washing that plate with a dish rag, it's as clean as it can be.
See, and you, like some of our fans, they don't know how
to
use.
So what you do, you take a dirty plate, just a nasty, dirty plate.
And just shove it in the
dishwasher. Stick it up under the water, and you're like, good enough.
Nope.
And then you put it back in the pantry.
Nope.
See, that's
But what's that's the what, what's the first thing you do with the dirty plate? You shove it under the water. And then you wash it off.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah,
technically, the first thing I do is take a paper towel to my dirty plate, dump that in the garbage, and then I go to that sink.
There you go. There you go. So see, that's why I don't like bidets.
Right. It's not toilet paper less.
Don't mix dishes and plates with bidets. Don't go there.
It's just a visual for everybody.
As funky as John David is, he needs a little mini power washer. Like you actually need like a bathroom attendant in your bathroom with a little power washer.
Like a guy?
Just spray you
with
down.
With mints?
Yeah, I mean, just spray you down. That boy's funky.
Hey, it sounds like y'all need to buy y'all a sandblaster.
For what?
For your behind. The whole region.
We've gone down a path.
Well, I just wanted to say that
if you're ever with Willie, it only takes two or three times and it's hung on you.
Well, you may need to work in some more showers or something. You know, like, I don't know what the problem.
I'll wear the Texas Ranger game. Something happened that day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it was a problem.
I agree. It's like me and him went on like a 2-week streak when I first started here deer hunting. We were coming back home for your grandma's funeral. Is that? We drove like all night or whatever when I about killed you and all that stuff. But Well, bypass the part where I almost killed him. I don't even remember driving through the town of San Antonio. No, I was drinking. I was just sleepy. Like, I mean, we left at 1 a.m.
Is that when I stopped at Bucky's?
Yeah, woke me up.
He was tired.
But
I dropped like $1,500 at Bucky's gas station.
First time.
And when they dropped the big fire pit in the back of the truck, Mark jumps up.
Scared me to death. I had no idea. I was in that REM sleep, so I was in a, you know, your eyes shaking, and they dropped that fire pit in there, and I was like, that's all of it, something, we're dead. I woke up, and he's smiling with, like, bags of beef jerky and candy.
Nothing like a Bucky's.
The first Bucky's. That was, like, the first time we had been.
I'm that guy, Bucky's, man. I'm spending some cash at Bucky's.
I think everybody remembers the first time they went to Bucky's.
Well, look, don't
It's let, like Disney World.
Don't let this boy fool you. On that trip coming home, he propped his feet up on the dash, and it was...
Oh, yeah.
He'd been stuck in the same pair of socks because he only brought one for about a week and a half. And when he put them feet on that dash with no boots on, I said,
foul.
What happened?
Yeah, foul.
Like, what just happened? Like,
Willie a bidet for his feet.
We had the windows down on Interstate going about 80, and it was 25 degrees outside. But you couldn't go up. He had done unsheathed them socks. And, buddy, funky. There was no getting away from it.
It was funky.
That was a bad deal there.
It was funky.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know why I didn't buy socks at Bucky's.
I don't either.
They got them.
Yeah, of course. They got everything.
But you didn't unsheath them socks till after we had left Bucky's. So it was too late at that point.
Hey, when I got home, I peeled them things off.
I bet they were. I bet you took them off and they were like firm, like just still look like they were on your foot. Man, those things were.
I would get it if John David, if there were hunting season.
Yeah,
you know, and you're
that's
off
totally
bucky,
excusable. Two
but it's
weeks
colder.
Gone.
You're not just reeking like the reek stays within your clothing, but
the reek stays.
Oh, this was just
a random day in May, huh?
Summer. Yeah, it was like
June.
Nasty. Yeah,
it's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal.
There was another person with us who threatened to hurt me. Is how bad it smelled, and that man's name was Marcus Luttrell, and I 100% know I'm losing a fight to him quickly.
Yeah.
When Marcus Luttrell tells you you stink so bad,
I'm sure
Marcus has smelled some funk, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if y'all watched that movie about him, but I mean, like,
you need to give up the bidet.
That was pre-bidet.
Hey.
We fixed these issues.
Beside your toilet needs to be some dishwashing liquid, a couple of rags, and one of them scrubbers.
And a series of mirrors so that you can confirm it is exactly clean.
That's just weird.
Well, I mean, you got to look somehow. What if you miss a spot?
I would say that I'm probably saying too much now.
We'll edit it if we need to.
I don't
want to
be the headline on this thing, but I would say I'm probably at 80% of the time when that happens to me, when I go, I just take a shower.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, from there to there?
Yeah, I just...
If you have to...
Man. Total clean.
If you go to the bathroom, you're like, all right, shower time?
Shower time.
That's pretty much a bidet.
I just get the whole... Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what you need. You need to go to the car wash, Jack.
I would have to...
That's where you need to be.
I would have to shower.
Down at the car wash, baby.
Look, as a guy who's worked very closely with him now for the past 4 or 5 years, specifically, if he did that, he would only work 2 hours a day. Boy has got a very active lower bowel.
Oh, I'm
very regular. Very active. Very regular.
Very regular.
I set my watch
I know he urinates like that. Right. The only person that urinates more is that I can remember is like Corey when she was pregnant.
Or Si.
Si.
Being
Si needs a catheter. He's,
but I mean, I got a reason why.
I'm saying when I was in my late 20s, I wasn't like, you know, going to the bathroom every 12 minutes.
I drink
minutes.
A lot of water.
Johnny D's first stop in the morning when he gets here is like, hey, man, what's up? Next thing you hear the toilet flush at the end of the hall. That's step one. So...
Well, his bowels are just, he's a human garbage disposal. I mean, he eats everything. Look, he just goes around. He's like one of those Roombas just going around just eating food everywhere, just beef jerky, whatever it is.
A
Roomba.
We just called you a Roomba.
By the way, if anybody's feeling bad for me, this has been 8 years of constant.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to the goat episode.
The goat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, well, yeah, we're at that time. Let's take another. You just called him a Roomba. Let's take a break. I got to recover from that one for a second. I mean, we do have something to talk to you about, really. I'm curious. And all week via the social media, I saw your smiling face everywhere. What's new for the boss? I mean, we all know what's new, but the people at home don't know. So tell them what's new.
Our new TV show?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is it a TV show? If it's on Facebook, watch.
It's a streaming
show. I don't
show.
Understand technology.
Yeah. You got a new show out.
We have a new show called At Home with the Robertsons. It is a moving talk show.
A moving talk
we
show.
We talk, but we move.
It's mobile.
It's mobile.
It's mobile.
So we do fun stuff. We had guests come in, and we tackle some hot topics.
It's not like this show.
It ain't, yeah.
Yeah. On this show, we stay away from the heat. On At Home with the Robertsons, y'all went straight into the fire with a lot of
fire. So the show's out. Well, the show came out, and Johnny D, how are the comments on the show?
I'm reading them right now. They're solid.
They're solid?
I mean,
I thought they were negative.
Who said they were negative?
Uh-oh. Somebody told me they were negative.
Well, have learned how to block out
this person I sleep with told me that some of them were negative.
Oh, well, there's always going to be some negative people.
Yeah.
You should read our comments.
I'm sure.
What do you mean by solid?
Uh-oh. I mean, people have said... we live in this world together. I love that. We have to find common ground. That was a lady named Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Janet said, thank you for bringing some sunshine into our lives and discussing real life. Blessings on this show.
Thank you.
Don says, so happy you guys are back. So, yeah, there's a bunch of... Chantel said she missed you guys.
Wait a minute. Chantel's my friend. She just missed me in life.
Chantel, yeah.
So, yeah, the show's out, and, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We had... we have guests come in. Then we go out and do something kind of fun, Louisiana. Well, not everything's Louisiana.
On the first one, you built a duck call with some people from Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And hey, look, I'm reading.
Yandy and Mendices, yeah.
I just read some negative comments. They didn't watch.
Oh, they didn't watch it.
That's what it looks like.
They just generally don't like me.
Oh, look, they're talking about this, and they just moved like.
I was on a couple of them. I had a blast. Shooting a couple of them that I did.
I was on a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's a good time.
The food on the table is a neutral zone, so to speak. Okay. And then we discuss stuff while eating a fine meal. Yeah.
I like that. Food on a table is a neutral zone.
Good episode, the one one of the ones because we talked about kneeling for the national anthem or standing.
I was there.
The flag, yeah.
We took him boys crawfish. Right. Yeah, we took him boys crawfish. That was.
And then we got the dinner table. Now, we were worried about Si because Si got heated. He wasn't no funsy Si. angry Si.
Well, you got to understand.
Like they made his soup wrong at the deli. He was that guy.
Oh. Well, see, you got to understand, okay? For those that served our nation and wore our nation's uniform, and some of them died for it, okay, and for that flag, and because to the people out there, that may be just a song or a national anthem, and that flag may just be a piece of cloth to you. It's more than that, okay, to people that serve and have gave limb, life, you know. So, yeah, that's a hot topic with me.
Well, it was a hot topic.
And I told the guys that did it, okay, you need to find another venue for your protest.
It's a good show. You just need to watch the show and see it. But it was fun over that night watching it play out because it started out size leaning back and our guest was leaning back and they're kind of going at each other. But then as the night kept going, they actually moved closer together. They leaned in to each other. Yeah. And they kept talking the whole night, and so, but we just had to, but that's a lot of times. We have to talk through that. I mean, you guys are married. You probably have had some of those where you start out leaning away and on the other side of the room, and
that's never happened.
Not this week, anyways.
That was the idea. That's the idea behind the show, and, yeah, it's fun. We'll see if people, they're engaged. I mean, people are making comments and, starting some more conversations, well, but also doing some things. Yeah. You know, I'm. Here's what I think. People are like, we need to have a conversation until you say what they don't want to hear, and then they don't want to have the conversation. So it's like you've got to be open to hearing.
They don't want to talk anymore.
The other opinion, yeah. right? I mean, yeah. there's different yeah. ways, and that issue was one that we needed to get some clarity on, because some of these things aren't terribly organized. They're just people are doing stuff, and you don't really know what they're like. What was the point? Where did it start? Who started it? And so I learned that on especially that issue was that, you know, and there was difference. Even the guests we had, there was a little bit different opinions, you know, yep. about what it was. So,
well, I like the way you said it. Okay. Actually put a little light on that. It's like putting a spotlight on it and say, okay, let's look at this. Okay. You've got your reason for doing it. Okay. And I've got my reason telling you that you should not do it at this point in time, or at this, you know,
during the anthem.
Yeah.
And just like everything in life, though, it generally, if you look on both sides, there's somewhere in the middle of where both of you are at that everybody can generally get behind. Yeah. You know, there's somewhere right there in the middle. And that was kind of the cool thing for me being a part of that episode, was I got to listen to these guys off script. Like, not reading what they've been coached to read, not just telling me about their life.
Yeah, this was from the heart.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that out of anybody. One thing I tell everybody that works here, look, never be afraid to have open and honest dialogue with people. Yeah. Like, just if you got a problem with the way I'm doing something, come talk to me. I'm cool with it, because let me assure you, if I got a problem with the way you're doing it, I'm going to come talk to you. Well, so
I thought good on our episode that I was involved in, because we just said, okay, you know, we're going to have to agree, okay? You know, I said, hey, I see the injustice you're talking about, and I will stand beside you to fight that injustice. I said, you just need to pick another spot to do it.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about America and about life. We all have that opinion, and there's a middle ground we can get to. Yeah. And let's take another break real quick. We'll be right back on a little bit deeper episode of the Duck Call Room. You would think making fun of people would get old, but it rarely does, especially when you're friends, because we all know we love each other around here. That's a good time. Well,
you got to be able to laugh at yourself, si.
Yeah.
And sometimes laugh at other people.
It goes both ways.
I like both.
Guaranteed.
Goes both ways, boys.
Got to laugh at other people. With all due respect.
Yeah, with all due respect.
With all due respect, of course.
How do you feel about the phrase "with all due respect"? I'm just curious. Does that excuse you for whatever for what comes next?
To me, that means nothing.
Wow.
Thank you.
All it is an alert. To get ready.
Sign Martin Clay.
No. It's an alert to get ready, because somebody's fixing to get on you. Okay? So, hey,
you
get
can
ready
say
for it,
whatever
mate.
You want, as long as you start
ready.
It with
get
all
ready,
due
it's
respect.
Coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
yeah, that
hey,
doesn't
but,
mean anything.
No.
With all due respect. What, and then you're going to say something disrespectful?
Yes.
Well, no, because I gave you all that you were due prior.
Which is not much.
Well, I mean,
I got somebody on my side, people.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't mean anything. They're like, no, if I say with all due respect, that's your chance to stop listening.
Yeah, that's your chance to stop me in my tracks. Say, no, just don't say it. Like, it's fine. Like, we're good. No big deal. No big deal. But, yeah, I was just curious where you stood on it. There's different strokes for different folks. Hey, y'all agree on something.
It is
that's
a
great.
Warning. Yeah, it's a warning.
Yeah.
It's the rattler of the rattlesnake. See, he's going, with all due respect, I'm fixing to bite.
Yeah.
Yo.
You better get out the way.
Oh, that's funny.
So I said he used it in the military all the time. So
yeah, that's where it started.
Well, no. Here's
you
the
have
deal.
To do, like, you got to, that. Them boys don't play with that.
Well, here's what you got to do, okay? If you, don't ask me the question if you're not ready to accept the answer.
Oh, I know that. You
okay?
Don't pull no
unless
punches.
You say with all due respect, then you can give them the answer.
But even
well,
then.
No. I just always told them, hey, look, don't ask me that.
You don't want me to answer that.
You don't want the answer, okay, you're going to get.
And what if they said, well, I enter it anyway?
Well, then they get hit.
And you got rode up.
And I got through out. I got through out of his office.
Even if you said, with all due respect,
it didn't make a difference.
Didn't make a difference. Well, he proved it. He just proved it.
No, no, no. Hey, I'm talking about to them, it didn't make any difference.
Well, it made a difference to Si. He felt better about it.
Yes, I could sleep at night then.
And hey, the day.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey, I had to do one thing in the military.
Nap every day.
No, no. Well, I've done that too. But anyway, no, I had to do one thing.
No, no.
When I got up and got ready, you know, brushing my teeth, everything, looking in the mirror, I had to like what I saw.
And that was hard.
Okay. And, hey, and that, hey, that was hard. Okay. And I didn't put up with no BS.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the deal.
Well, if I woke up and looked and saw what you see in the mirror, I'd be angry too, man.
Hey.
I'd be like, what happened?
Hey, look, you ain't no primrose yourself there, buddy. Okay, have you looked in the mirror lately?
I like what I see.
And size flat top days, he was good looking.
Look, a muddy rut is a muddy rut, buddy.
Oh, I could appreciate that.
And a muddy butt is a muddy butt.
There you go. Amen, brother.
Crank the power washer up. Johnny D is going to sanitize today.
Oh, hey, my goodness.
Irish Spring works wonders.
Oh, man.
Irish Spring.
It's a soap. John David didn't even know what that is.
Do they still make Irish Spring? I just ain't seen those commercials in a while. That's why Irish Spring used to have some pretty good commercials back in the day.
I'm an exclusive Irish Spring guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's got a good aroma.
Oh, okay. We back on that aroma.
Unlike the funk that some people walk around spreading.
Oh, Grandmaster Funk over there.
And we ain't talking band here either, boys.
He must be used. I bet you're a body wash guy. Right?
No, I'm a bar soap guy.
You're a bar man?
I think I'm
a bar man, boy.
I bet that bar soap looks like a sheet of Velcro when you get done with it, don't it? All that hair you got?
I don't have a lot of hair below my neck.
Oh. I don't have a lot of hair on top of my head.
On the next episode.
Body hair.
He's probably a rope, a soap on the rope guy.
Soap on a rope.
Yeah, soap on a rope, man. Hey. No?
He don't want to drop it? Is that what you saying, sir?
Hey, I didn't say that.
I don't know what's happening anymore. We've derailed.
I don't either.
It happens.
This train has gone over the cliff, boys.
But I mean, is there something wrong with body washing a loofah? Is that a problem?
No, I just was wondering.
I was just curious.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the font.
So oh, I got you.
Trying to help him. Stay clean.
By the way, everybody, all the stories shared today are like 5-year-old stories.
Well, yeah, but that's what makes them good.
I mean,
here we go.
I still don't think you're the cleanest man I've ever met.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be the cleanest man.
You're actually the, I've said this to your face, you're the sloppiest guy I know.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Sloppiest assistant in the world.
Oh, he's just kind a slob.
Of my role.
Yeah.
Just a slob. Food in it. Have you ever eaten with him?
All the time.
I mean, just, it stays.
Well, before COVID, yeah, we ate lunch pretty much every day together. So. Now we
just eat. Did he have, how, the long only have thing, you, how long have you worked for this man?
8 years in March as his assistant.
The only positive thing about the mask was that it would cover up John David's food in his face. So I did like that part of the mask wearing.
I don't even know what this means.
I've told him before, just slow down. Like, you know, it's not a contest.
Now, he is the first done. And I consider myself a pretty rapid eater, but he's the first one done at a meal.
Hey, I've done told y'all. The boy was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but hey, they didn't ever put nothing in it. That's why he eats so fast. The boy has literally been starved to death as a child.
No, he ain't starving. He's good on that.
Well, hey, I think not.
Got him on that flank meat.
I'll be over here for the duration of this episode.
That boy is like a Pillsbury doughboy.
Here we go.
And here I was thinking I was the one who's going to be dodging stuff the whole time.
Anybody else?
Sitting next to this guy is always dangerous. I mean, the first time we flew together, you remember that one?
No.
You were on the exit row because, you know, big time.
Yeah.
I was on row 7 right in front of you.
I'm just a better planner.
Well, I mean, I
take the exit row so that in case of an emergency, I can help people. That's why I take it. Not because of the extra leg room.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. But anyway, you started the trip with a 20-ounce bottle of water. By the time we landed in Atlanta, you had about 3 ounces left. The rest of it was down my shirt. Because I was sitting right in front of him. Every 3 minutes, he'd just pour another drop down my back. And he'd just start laughing. I mean, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm on the smallest row on the plane as it is. I can't get back there.
We all have different ways of training employees.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, speaking of that, I'll bring that up another day. But that's
when
fine.
He's not here?
No, I'll get him again. I just want to know why you didn't have to drive to Vegas. Oh, that's all I'm. That's all I'm curious about. Everybody else, look at him. Look at him laughing. Look at him laughing.
See, you're still here.
I am still here.
Hey, you do trips like that, you end up longevity.
He's mad that I didn't have to ever drive.
Who else
Vegas?
Is still here?
Jay Schlumming it.
Yeah. Godwin.
Johnny Godwin.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Hey, they put their time in.
Yeah, they all drove it. But me and Jay Schlumming it got the rawest end of that whole deal.
Jay Schlumming it, this is for sure.
The guy thrown in thrown in the bench seat.
I had
truck
to train him for about a
parking.
Decade.
Maybe we ought to get Jordan on here one time just for.
He's got stories galore, and he's very lengthy at times.
How many times have you fired him?
Couple of times,
yeah, and he's still here.
I would fire him, and then
he just kept coming.
Somehow, he would just show back up. I was like, I thought I just fired him.
That's perseverance, boys.
Perseverance. He's got a lot of perseverance. Can we address that?
What's that?
I need to educate Si.
Ooh, I'm
perseverance?
Excited.
Perseverance.
It is not perseverance.
Well, then educate me.
It's perseverance.
Yeah. Okay.
Endeavor to persevere.
That's right. Endeavor.
No, you did a Bible speech one time like 12 years ago, and you kept saying perseverance.
Man, it's got a memory like a
perseverance. Elephant. Am I right, Mark? I mean, I'm not highly educated.
Perseverance.
No, you're correct.
No, you're right.
You're
perseverance.
Endeavor to persevere.
That's right. I like endeavor to persevere.
That's all you need to know.
I like it sounds better. Endeavor
I'm
to
I'm glad
persevere.
I got that off my chest because I've been embarrassed for you
for
like
12 years.
12 years.
That's all you
didn't
need
know
to know
pronounce
about
the word.
Willie.
Well, hey, I'm glad you got it off your chest so you can move on.
Yeah, I can move on now.
Yeah.
It's a 12-year-old Bible class from 2008. And Willie's like, Willie goes to bed some nights like, remember when Si just said perseverance?
He said it like 800 times. Oh, yeah.
That was his
buzzword.
Was
it a good lesson?
That was actually a very good lesson that I gave.
It apparently was.
Yeah, it was. That was the identity crisis.
He didn't need an altar call. I can just tell you that. I don't think they were going to be streaming down the aisles after that.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
One thing around the Robinson crew, you got to have a thick skin, boys.
Or you're toast.
Hey, are you going to get
toes
stuck?
Yeah, you go end up in therapy somewhere.
Yeah,
if you
Oh, yeah.
I'm close today. I'm either going to go to therapy or take a shower after this.
Well, I think about your wife and your children. I mean, I'm trying to help them, man. If I can be their voice, like, why does my daddy smell so bad? Because he doesn't know how to clean himself, you know? Like, because here's the thing. You've got three offspring that need, you're in charge of cleaning them and then teaching them how to clean themselves. All it takes is one bad link of the chain, man. There'd be a whole bunch of stinky Owens running around.
Ooh.
All it takes, people, one time.
Oh, my.
Lady, with
good.
Friends like this, you don't need no enemies, son.
No.
You ain't even got to go online to get all the bad stuff. That's what's good is when you get roasted more in here than you do online.
This episode,
but
I'm
he
sure
did
I will.
Just give them all new material. They had kind of run out on stuff they could make fun of you for, but boy,
I'll write a book on it. Like, it's a lot.
Make sure you put his email address.
And put
in the
Rumba
book.
In there. Make sure. That'd be the title of it, Rumba.
Oh shit.
Oh lord. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be right back with the fan segment right after this.
All right, we back ready? Online.
Let's take this train home.
All right, y'all stay tuned next week, okay? Because we're going to be speaking about how to be hygiene good.
Hygiene good.
We're going to talk about perseverance and hygiene good.
That's right, boys.
And a shorter way of saying that, Si apparently wants to do one on being hygienic.
That's right.
Hygienic. Hey, you know what I did last night? So
no, we didn't.
We were fishing.
No, we didn't.
The whole family was fishing.
What was you fishing for?
Food.
Anything that would bite.
Oh,
bass, crappie. Okay. They're biting too, man. It's on fire right now. On the pond. It is on my pond. Okay. And so my kids are fishing. We're going to do a fish fry. So it's like eight. Well, they bring the fish up there. I don't typically clean dead fish, but I'm like, how long were they dead? And so, but I cleaned them. I think they're okay.
Were they on ice?
No, they're in water.
Just in a bucket?
Yeah.
Oh, they're solid. The water's not that hot. I mean, a couple of hours.
Okay, all right, we're good.
I wouldn't go crazy.
I cleaned them. We got a giant bass. I'm sure that'll taste good.
Going to taste just like mud.
But I needed it because, you know, my kids were like, hey, here we go. And I'm like, I only know one guy who, you know, turned that into enough for a big meal, but I don't think I can do that. And so I went down to catch some more. And anyway, I didn't get enough, so now I'm having to clean all the fish. And, well, it's 8:45, and I'm like, look, this ain't going to happen. We're going to have to wait. We need some more fish. And well, then they're starving to death, and they're like, well, we got to eat something out, you know, if we're going to wait on the fish. So I was going to buy – I was like, I'll make hamburgers, right? The unfortunate thing about Easter is that all the grocery stores closed on Easter, which is great for
– Well, you should have just texted your boy. I could have brought you fish.
Well, crap. No, now we're eating fish tonight.
You needed ground beef.
So you know where I ended up at 9:15 last night?
In line at Sonic. No, I don't know.
Hey.
Hopefully in your
It never gets that bad for me.
It don't ever.
No, I mean, I enjoyed fast, but I'm like, we're not eating. I'm cooking. I'm going to cook. So where do I have to go?
Where do I have to go
to buy food?
I don't know.
I'm so intrigued.
Tell me. What happened?
Well, where would you go buy groceries at 9:15 at night in
Walmart?
This town?
On Easter?
I'm at the big Walmart.
Oh, the big, big.
Oh, the big one.
Not the name.
24 hours a day.
Just let me say, you want to keep it real? Going to Walmart at 10 o'clock at night, it's real. It's real in there, man.
They have any Duck Dynasty merch?
It is real in there.
It's real in there, boys.
So then I went home and cooked hamburgers. Well, I cooked the hamburgers in 15 minutes, but I had to go get the materials. Yeah, I'm only eating fresh stuff. I ain't going to Sonic.
Well, no, I was just saying maybe you
thawing
went
out stuff. Well, man, you start thawing stuff out at 9:30.
I just thought you may go ask and say, hey, y'all got some hamburger patties? I didn't know who was open.
So the fish fry is actually tonight.
Oh, well, next time, just text me. I got fish. And I'm going to miss work to go fishing, so there's always the trade.
I thought we had an understanding, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are from sometime in 2020, but they're good.
I ate them yesterday.
You need to stop fishing in a gar hole. Go over at JD's pond and catch all the crappie you want.
And Big Dave's pond?
No, they ain't got crappie over
Big
there.
Big Dave's
Yes, they
does.
Do.
There's crappie in there?
Yeah. Where?
And Big Dave's, yeah.
Hey, whoa, calm everybody. Chill.
As a man who everybody comes over and fishes on, I don't go to another man's pond.
You do need to take up a collection plate from your brother to repurchase all the crappie he took out of it.
Hey, but I will say this, we caught three big crappie.
Yeah.
So they're still
in there.
They're
the only three left.
So one rolled, and I caught him. Sadie caught one, and Bella caught
We just restocked it.
But there's some little crappie in there, too.
Yeah, they're the little ones.
Good.
Oh, y'all restocked it?
But let me tell you, it's every time you put it in there, they are tearing it up right now.
That's good.
Well, good. I like to give Jay Stone and
Well, look, you need to go get on that big old heifer that lives by the bear. I done caught her twice. So.
The bear?
I don't go for the big. Yeah, I'm not in.
No, I just want to look at her, check on her, make sure she's doing all right.
By ripping her.
I catch her once a year. That's it. I catch her once a year.
Crappie or a bass?
No, she's a bass. She's probably going to be about nine and a half this year.
Well, there was another BK, one right BK by the bridge.
Yeah, that's a big one, too.
She was rolling. I hung her. And then she went in that. Jay's got so much crap in there now. He's put all these limbs.
All the brush
top. She rolls up in the brush top. Yeah. She gone. Yeah. And all my rigging's gone.
You got one back there by your father-in-law.
So I went this morning. Y'all appreciate this. So I was going to worm fish. And so I got the worms from yesterday. I went down and got all set up. There was a half a worm on the top. I used it. I caught three fish on the half a worm. It was the only worm left. So I'm all set up.
That was it.
And I got no worm.
No worm.
No worm.
Well, who's going to – you – Boss,
yes,
you want to close this
rig
with a Bible verse?
I do, man.
Is it Colossians 4:6?
Is it a good one?
It is not Colossians.
Is it a good one?
Is that endeavor to
persevere?
It's
in the Bible.
I was going to go with Colossians 4:6.
Then it may be a good one. If it's in the Bible.
This is the way we should live our lives. This is, I actually died laughing when I read this Bible verse, and I thought, that's pretty cool. So, so the Apostle Paul, he's writing to the church in Corinth. So we're in 1 Corinthians 1, and he says, is Christ divided? Verse 13, was Paul crucified for you? That's a rhetorical question. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Another rhetorical question. I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. No one can say that they were baptized in my name. And then in parentheses, yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanus. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. And I died laughing at the fact that Paul's trying to think of, did I baptize somebody else there? So we should live our lives to where you can't even remember who you baptized. Like, you're forgetting good things you did. I think we all try to forget the bad things we did. And when people remind us, we're like, oh, shoot, I did do that. But what about if we did so many good things that you're like, I can't even remember if I did that or not. And I love when people come to me and tell me, like, man, that day you said this to me, man, it really helped me out. And I really have forgotten that I even said that. I was like, what did I say? And so that's what I think. If we live our lives where we're doing that, we'll be like Paul. You'll be trying to think like, man, did I do that or not? But we know that it's good. That's my Bible verse.
Yeah, preacher right there.
It's actually good because I said that. That's why I said good versus evil. As far as it goes for me, every morning I get up and I say, I'm going to try to be good today with everybody I meet. Be good to them and do what's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and like you're talking about, then somebody comes up and says, hey, man, you know, when you done this, you know, back when, you know, and you say, are you sure you're talking to the right person? Did I do that?
Yeah. I ran into a buddy that I went to high school with, and he doesn't even live here. And he was here for the holidays a few months ago, and he comes out and we walked outside and he said, yeah, man, I need to get back. I need to get my life in order. And I said, yeah. And he goes, do you remember you baptized me in high school? I totally forgot.
No,
I still don't
no
remember.
Recollection.
I was like, I have no memory of doing that. But he didn't forget it. Yeah. And so, which was awesome. And so that was one I actually thought about. Like, I forgot even, you know, actually that's happened a lot. People have come and told me that and I totally forgot. So.
That's awesome. Well, look, boss, it's good to have you back in the duck call room.
It's good to be in the room, man. It's good to make sure you're working up here.
Guaranteed. We got a lot done today. That's good. Well, come back anytime. But for this week, we're out. We'll see y'all next week here on the duck call room.
Be sure and wash your hinies.